The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Hello. Welcome, everyone, to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you. It makes me happy to come together in this way. And also greetings to everyone, not just on Zoom, but also on YouTube who are joining us, as well as on Audio Dharma, folks who will be joining us later, if not in time, but asynchronously. So for today's practice, I wanted to offer a quote from Lynn Twist. Lynn Twist is the author of a wonderful book called The Soul of Money. If you're not familiar with this book, The Soul of Money by Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Twist, T-W-I-S-T. Just a lovely book. And there is a quote from it, and many wonderful quotes, but the one that I wanted to share for us as inspiration for our practice. And we've worked with the theme of enoughness many times before, and just the sense of scarcity versus enoughness. And this quote from her really nails it. So here we go. For me and for many of us, our first waking thought of the day is, quote, I didn't get enough sleep. The next one is, I don't have enough time. Whether true or not, that thought of not enough occurs to us automatically before we even think to question or examine it. We spend most of the hours and the days of our lives hearing, explaining, complaining, or worrying about what we don't have enough of. We don't have enough exercise. We don't have enough work. We don't have enough profits. We don't have enough power. We don't have enough wilderness. We don't have enough weekends. Of course, we don't have enough money ever. We're not thin enough. We're not smart enough. We're not pretty enough or fit enough or educated or successful enough or rich enough ever. Before we even sit up in bed, before our feet touch the floor, we're already inadequate, already behind, already losing, already lacking something. And by the time we go to bed at night, our minds race with a litany of what we didn't get or didn't get done that day. We go to sleep burdened by those thoughts and wake up to the reverie of lack. What begins as a simple expression of the hurried life or even the challenged life grows into the great justification for an unfulfilled life. Here's the last part of it. This internal condition of scarcity, this mindset of scarcity, lives at the very heart of our jealousies, our greed, our prejudices, and our arguments with life. Quite profound. And I appreciate in some ways, maybe we see some of our attitudes in some of what she says, maybe not in everything or maybe in all of it. But there is this sense of scarcity, the sense of lack that I know too, when I go to bed at night, it's like, oh, okay, I got this done. Great, great. There's a sense of, you know, I try to remind myself of the beautiful things in the day. And of course, there's a sense of, oh, I didn't get that done and that done. But usually I try to turn towards what's good, what were the gifts of the day, what I'm grateful for. And yet, for me, as I read this, like I had this sense of, oh yeah, this sense of not enoughness, not enough time, not enough this, not enough that. So I wanted to bring it in for your consideration. If you identify with any aspects of this not enoughness, and how can we turn our minds from scarcity to enoughness, what actually we have plenty of, what there is good, what good there is in our lives already, the sense of plentifulness already here, the time we have, the resources we have, the goodness we have, the love we have, what is already here. So that is the invitation for today's practice. So with that, let's land our bodies and meditate together. So arriving in this body, arriving in this moment. And what if we arrive with a sense of enoughness? Whatever has been accomplished or not, but today, whatever there is or isn't, whatever is happening in this body, can we tune into enoughness? However the conditions are, can we tune into the enoughness in this moment? Into the perfection in this moment? Not into what's lacking, but what is good, what is plentiful. So let's start with our bodies. Feeling our feet on the earth. Gravity is enough. It's reliable. We never think of that, do we? Yes. Gravity. Thank you. Feeling our bottom on the seat, on the chair, the cushion. The sitting here is enough. It's plenty. It's wonderful. It's awesome. The fact that we can do this, sit and be breathed. With as much health as there is available in this moment, it's enough. It's enough, it's plenty. Appreciate what is with every breath. Feel grounded in our body with every breath. Just this. Give thanks in our hearts for what is here already. We usually don't notice. Appreciating, opening our senses with calm, with peace, with gratitude. The spaciousness and peace there is already. There's so much peace inside. We just keep stirring it up. And we appreciate this breath, this body, however it's showing up right now. Recounting the goodness of having been able to eat today, breathe, digest. Have as many organs working, functioning. So many sight, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, cognizing. And if your body's enough parts of the body are easeful without pain, appreciating this. Plentiful. And appreciating, welcoming some blessings in your life. Maybe loved ones, friends, relationships, colleagues. Bring them to heart for a moment. Maybe one being or a group, your choice. Letting it fill your heart, the goodness of it. Feeding your wealth. Such wealth. Imagine if this person, this being, this group was not part of your life for a moment. How empty, perhaps. How challenging it would be, and now bring back. Feel the wealth of their presence, the plentitude. Plentifulness of this gift. Let your heart relish it. The ways in which this relationship nourishes you. Makes you happy, comforts you perhaps, maybe even challenges you in some ways. To grow. Unspeakable wealth. can stay with this being if you wish, or you can open up if you like to invite another blessing in your life. For a moment, imagine your life without it. And then bring it back in. It's here. Wow, what a blessing. Let your heart relish with gratitude the joy, blessing of this gift. Let yourself say thank you. Hallelujah. Stay with this if you wish, or you can invite another blessing into your life. Something that brings you joy. Imagine your life without it first. Disappeared. Not here anymore. And now bring it back. It is here. Part of your life. Continuing to support you, nourish you, bring you joy. Let your heart rejoice in its goodness. stay with this or invite another aspect, another blessing in your life. You know the drill. Imagine your life without this. Never happened. It's not here. And then bring it back. It is here, this blessing. Let your heart celebrate with gratitude. Appreciation. Kiss the earth for your good fortune. Let this practice be a celebration of all the gifts you have. Physical, emotional, relational. Opportunities. Whatever it might be. Physical gifts, mental gifts, your body and your life, relationships, knowledge, skills, values. Celebrating dispositions. Thank heavens, I'm curious. I have this gift of curiosity, or whatever else it might be. Humility, kindness, good with words. Whatever it might be. Imagine. Wasn't here. And appreciate that it is. Now, and stay with this, of course. And if you wish, try on something a little more exploratory. You don't have to. Here's the invitation. You can always go back to the previous invitation. A new invitation is bring to your heart, to your mind, to your body, an area of life that you often, perhaps without questioning, your mind goes to not enough, scarcity, not enough. Feel that in your body, not enough. what it feels like, this not enoughness in the body, this lack, sense of lack, physically. Ah, now let it go. Let go. Perhaps explore, invite creative ways to see, to shift the perspective, to see the plenty, to see the plenty, the blessing, the goodness that's already here, that's present. It's not just the lack. Don't look at your life through a straw. Only see lack. Pick the straw away. What is here already? There is so much here already. So much. So much. We feel scarcity. We feel greedy. We want more and more and more. Ouch. We turn. Ah, so what's here? So much is here. Calm, peace, generosity. Release. Sure heart's release. Into peace. And abundance. There is so much here, so much in this life already, so much, so many gifts. Turn to fullness, to abundance. As we bring this meditation to a close, let us rejoice, celebrate in the goodness of seeing goodness. The goodness of seeing fullness, our gifts, our blessings. So our hearts feel full, generous, abundant towards ourselves and everyone else. Such a beautiful place to live from, to live out of with intentionality. May all beings everywhere know, truly know, appreciate their goodness, their blessings. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be well and be free. So everyone, thanks for your practice. So tonight we turned towards the practice of knowing our goodness, knowing, appreciating the blessings. And the practice we did was bring blessings to mind. First, imagine our life without them. They're not here. And then bring them back and really appreciate the sense of fullness. And living from this place, really appreciating, turning our minds intentionally towards what's good, what's beautiful. It's as the Buddha said, whatever you turn, whatever you ponder and frequently reflect upon becomes the inclination of your mind. So if we ponder upon our lack, there's not enough, we need more. As Lynn Twist says in the quote I read, we become more greedy. We have jealousies, prejudices, as she says, arguments with life. That would be our orientation. And instead, if we turn to what's here, there's so much here already, so much. Our hearts feel full, abundant, grateful, generous. The opposite of greed is generosity. Just generosity towards ourselves, towards life. This brief, short life where we are here. Appreciating, living it fully from a place of fullness. So for our small group practice today, I'd like to invite us to practice with a joy-inducing, gratitude-inducing practice. We've done this before and it never fails to bring more joy and gratitude. And that is going around. And the question is, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? What brings you joy? What are you grateful for? And we'll go alphabetically, first name. When your turn comes, you can offer something or say pass. You can just hold silent presence. That's perfectly fine. Offer one thing. Others will hold it with generosity, with happiness for you. This is a mudita practice too. Happiness for the happiness of others. And then the next person, you'll celebrate what brings them joy, what they're grateful for, and round and round. So let's turn towards our fullness and each other's fullness. Let's celebrate our own fullness and celebrate each other's fullness. So wonderful to celebrate fullness of others. It's so beautiful to be able to do that, to celebrate, other people's blessings, yay, as if they were our own. It comes in mudita practice. So be kind to yourselves, be kind to others, no questions, no directing. Just show up as you are. Just offer your heart if you like, or offer kind, generous space holding. I'm going to open the rooms, take care of yourselves, take care of others, and enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed. And let's open up the space for some reflections. What did you notice? How was that? Especially if you haven't spoken in the group, I'd like to invite you to pull forward. If you've spoken recently, please pull back. So what did you notice? How was that? What was that like? Either the practice or the guided meditation or both, and you can also type them in chat. Claudia.
I really enjoyed this exercise because it just felt like there was not going to be anything negative said. And I know that for the most part, this group is very positive, but this just felt really, really nice. And I really enjoyed the smiles from the people that were in my group And I just really cherish this entire group. So thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Claudio. Thank you so much. So beautiful. Ah, yay. The happiness and the goodness of this group. In fact, I'll share with you, Claudia, while I was leading the guided meditation, one of the things that I imagined when I was guiding you all to imagine some blessing in your life, what if it went away? For me, it was happy hour. Like, oh, when it wasn't, what if it weren't here? Like, oh, I wouldn't be here with all of you practicing together. So this group is definitely such a blessing, such a bright light. Yay. Ruth, please.
Well, I'm grateful that I feel so much better now than when we started.
Beautiful. Isn't gratitude amazing? Gratitude and turning towards the good. Yay. See, Neil is giving you heart. Yes, I completely agree. Beautiful. Yeah. And let's see. Is this Mike on the phone?
Hi, Nikki. It's Michael. It was nice seeing you last Friday.
You too, Michael.
I just wanted to share, I feel really grateful for the prompt of sharing gratitude. And I'm also way grateful for the wisdom that was shared in the small group. So deep bows all.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. I love, Michael, as you're saying, you're grateful for the prompt of gratitude. Yay, how fun, how awesome is that? Grateful for the prompt of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. And Claire, you shared a couple of nights ago, so I'm going to go to Hugh. Because I haven't heard from Hugh for a while. Hugh.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. I really liked it when you said that we can depend on gravity. Because gravity is dependable, you know. And I got to in our group we talked about what is gravity, you know? I mean, with some thought, well, it's just something, it just is. I think to me it feels like I think that gravity likes me. I think that I am attracted to it, and I think it's attracted to me. It's holding on to me. It's kind of got me in a firm but gentle embrace.
Yeah, it's just these amazing. I like how you're putting it. You like gravity, and gravity likes you. There is an attraction, right? There is an attraction of the two bodies, and also you're pointing to something that's actually quite profound, which is the laws of nature. It's the Dhamma. Is the laws of nature that the way things are, there's a dependability of, you know, when you put your mug down, it's going to stay down. There's a sense of beauty in that the laws of nature work the way they do. We take that for granted. Yeah. Thanks, Hugh.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks. And Winnie, please. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, as you were saying something about it being dependable, then I go, well, that's good, because I'm always tired of hearing about impermanence. You know, everything is impermanence. So I guess we can rely on gravity. But what I really wanted to share was, I'm glad I was able to sign on tonight, because I don't really think a lot about gratitude. And so it was kind of difficult to think of like, what am I grateful about? Because it's more like the tendency is to think about more like what I don't like, rather than what it is that I'm grateful for or what I do like. Yeah. And unless you're really like in a situation like this where you're forced to think about this, you don't really take the time to do it on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you bring that in, and it's what you were saying is subjecting yourself, bringing yourself to a situation where, quote unquote, you're forced to, or you're invited to, rather, you're invited to consider what is good. Maybe I'll shift, what you said, what you like versus what you don't like. And maybe I'll shift that a little bit, because it's not so much, we like what's easy, what's good, but how should I put it? It's if we just focus on our likes and dislikes, there's something about the path. Let's see, how can I say this simply? We start to appreciate blessings even if we don't like them, even blessings and challenges. So changing the lens from necessarily what is good, but what's a blessing? What's a blessing in our lives that we can appreciate? And when we really strengthen that way of appreciating what is good, not dependent on whether or not we like it, and then we kind of graduate to appreciating even challenges, even if we may not like them, but we appreciate them. So I just wanted to bring that nuance in there, Winnie, to open it up a little bit. Yeah, great. Thank you. And I saw Ellie's hand. Ellie. Eli or Ellie, remind me.
It's Eli.
Eli.
Okay. Ellie's just fine too.
Eli.
Yeah, I just wanted to share briefly, just felt such a opening in my heart in the group, hearing just people's connection and respect and love of the people in their lives. And these were people I've never met before. And there was just such a goodness and a tenderness and a love to that. So great gratitude to them.
Oh, it's so beautiful and so touching. Just the sense of appreciating people's goodness, gratitude, their lives, really having happiness for them in this way of touching. There's so beautiful. Thank you. You said it so well, so eloquently. Thank you, Eli. Really appreciate you. And Jamie says, thank you all for this beautiful community we create every time we meet. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your practice. Thank you so much for coming and supporting yourselves, supporting each other in this practice, turning towards what's good, so that there is more of it. We have a sense of generosity, goodness, kindness towards ourselves and the world. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Have a great weekend with gratitude and fullness. And I'm going to stop the recording.